Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Ask Me the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very special guest, Christopher Palumbo, who is the brand director for Franchise Opportunity Elements. And Don, I believe you're up.
Yeah, Chris, what types of characteristics do you feel make a successful Elements franchisee?
I think that we have to look at what characteristics make a successful franchisee in general, and I think that is someone who, especially for us, and our model is a slightly larger business, so someone who has business experience or at least good corporate experience. We look for, in our particular case, owners that have a strong interest in being in a membership-type business, whether it's a health or fitness clubs or something in that genre. We look for either a financial net worth that's strong enough, or if they're going to be an outside owner operator, then you know, for their ability to delegate into a club director. I think overall we look for someone who is looking for a strong brand, who likes the idea of following a business in a box model where everything is handed to them, and overall is someone who is going to add value to the whole system.
Right. That's interesting. I mean, that's I guess a lot of franchisors, you know, look for, of course. And
right,
like you mentioned before, the passion. And,
right, right.
But just to be clear, Chris, you want the owner-operator. You know, sometimes if there's some part of absenteeism, is that something that you'll
do not prefer
a larger
one
model
over the other? In fact, we have a pretty stringent selection criteria, and Elements is a brand that's made for key markets. So some markets that are larger urban markets, we do not allow owner-operators. We are looking for someone who is going to be a multiple-unit operator. And the skill set we look for in that person is really the ability to manage teams, the ability to handle a rollout of stores, and the ability to handle multiple units. In a smaller market, it might be more appropriate for an owner-operator, someone who actually physically wants to work in their club. But I wouldn't say there's a typical one or the other. I think it varies for us market to market.
Right, but you don't. It's a plus if they have some experience in the industry. But you're more looking for someone's maybe owned a business before, has you know corporate experience, or someone's had a lot of business experience in general. Is really your target type of person you're looking for.
Yeah, sure. I think it's much more difficult to teach good business to someone than it is to teach you know the fitness industry. So you know, who understands good business. And
right.
Who understands how to hire well or motivate their team. And the rest of what we do can easily be.
Absolutely. And I guess they should know the local market well, too, Chris, you know, understand that because all markets are different, you know, so understanding that particular market that they're in.
Sure, Marty. That's very, very important. And, in fact, that's something that we look for. And most of our owners are very, very well connected into their market, either
right.
through past businesses or social contacts or, you know, groups that they're a member of.
Right, right. You guys have expanded internationally too, Chris. I've been seeing you like looking towards different countries as well. Or
yes. And in fact, one of the strategic reasons for opening our headquarters in Miami was to help to spearhead the Latin American expansion. So
right. We,
you know, this year we'll be aggressively looking into do launches in several countries in South America and Central America, but also have expanded into India and are working on the European expansion right now.
When I was reading about you, Chris, you're kind of like you have a McDonald's philosophy, you know, think globally but acting locally, you know, which I thought was very clever.
Yeah, I think it's important because the brand will translate, you know, when you're speaking about international growth, your brand needs to translate culturally as well.
Right.
And what is, you know, the ideal of health and fitness in America is not necessarily the same as what it is in, you know, Japan or what it is in India. So we work very hard with our local master franchisee. That will be the idea here to translate culturally the concept of what it is to be a leading lifestyle brand for women.
That's great.
It sounds like, Chris, you might be doing some traveling in the company.
Yeah, good thing I enjoy it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. talk about training a little bit. I'm sure you have a great training program for the franchisees.
Yeah, we do, and it's an ongoing program. It it begins the day that someone's ready to get started. We're very hands-on, and we limit the number of franchisees so that we're able to be. So a franchisee would be assigned with Elements, their own personal business coach, and the first item they would receive from us is a workbook that is 20 pages, and it really goes step by step about how to go this process of getting a business open. So, you know, we walk through the franchisee with the site selection process, with helping them align with local contacts to do that. We actually do the physical design of all the clubs here at our corporate offices, so the owner can tailor, of course, the look of the club for the local market, but everything is very, very well branded, and we're able to save franchisees quite a bit of time and more importantly, money in terms of the design, because the materials and really the look and the concept has all been mastered already.
Right.
You're dealing with boutique style and upscale style clubs, the cost can go very high. So we really make sure that we set a budget and stay on the budget and are able to deliver something that looks expensive but doesn't necessarily need to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to build. So it's very important to get a store to success quickly.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, you know, aligning them early on with another franchisee.
Right, right.
To just find out everything, what the business is all about. And
well, yeah, it's actually a business coach. It's someone from corporate.
Okay.
So
it's
a corporate trainer that they get, and they do a weekly call-in. And then we do they would, of course, come to Miami, and it's a four-day training on concept, on branding, and on sales and marketing. And then we plug them back into an every-other-week training that we do via the phone and web. And then when someone's closer to their actual build-out, we would go on-site and help them to get started with their pre-sale. In a health club, you actually open before the club initially opens, so you do a preview center and a pre-sale. So
right.
We go on-site for that.
Right, right. I understand you guys even teach how to market to women, Chris, because, you know, it is a different animal, so you can cite, especially your market, you know, more upscale kind of women as well. So I guess that's important.
Yeah, our teaching is so comprehensive. It goes into there's an internal website that we maintain for our club personnel, for our club managers, and for the owners. And there's 600 different chapters of education that are very, very specific, not only how to market to women, but it goes into different market segments. It goes into if you're an urban or suburban market. It goes into the times of year. So, I mean, you can say, you know, how to work and how to market to urban women in December. So it gets very, very specific on best practices. There's quite a bit of time we spend on focusing on rookie mistakes. I mean, our team has years and years of industry experience. We really have very fortunate to have some leaders from the fitness industry on our direct team. So we always compile mistakes that we've seen health club owners make from every brand, and we do that as a teaching exercise to hopefully avoid any Elements owner from making those mistakes, which can cost a lot in terms of time or frustration.
And really, that in a nutshell is what franchising is all about.
Right, a business in a box, yeah, which is what you guys have set up, Chris. That's fantastic.
Mistakes
are
all
made. It's nice. It's nice to be able to add value, and it's also nice to be able to eliminate. I mean, I know the first time I was in business, I spent a lot of money in a lot of places that I didn't realize till after the fact, well, I didn't need to do that. So it wasn't until my second or third club that I realized, you know, there were tens of thousands of dollars, because it adds up. It adds up quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So, absolutely. You know, we feel good about the value that we provide and the service and support.
Certainly is enough there. It seems like a franchisee is going to come out of that with, you know, full confidence, ready to
right.
begin the business. So sounds like you're doing a great job.
Yeah, and even, you know, if somebody is new to the business and they're going to be an owner-operator, we have a network of sales consultants that we can plug in that can actually physically be at their location for the first 30, 60, or 90 days that they can do as an add-on. So it's really important to us that somebody has the full confidence to be able to get out there and have a successful club.
Right.
What's a typical day like, Chris, for an Elements franchisee?
A franchisee would normally spend their day, I mean, it really depends on if they're an owner-operator or if they're an outside owner, but normally our owners will spend their day on a couple of key things. I mean, they would work on member retention, on helping to foster the relationships between the key members. They would work on outside accounts, on business accounts maybe, going to the local spas or hair salons to let them know about Elements. We usually do a monthly event, like an open house at the club, so there's some planning that would need to be done for that. We usually staff on a routine basis, so always be looking for some great personnel that would be an asset to the club. We do like our owners, even the outside owners, to physically work in the club for a certain period of time each week just so they can have their, you know, their hands on exactly what's going on inside the club. But really, the franchisee can select, I mean, from the level of time investment they want to have.
Right, right. Interesting. Chris, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way, if someone wants more information on becoming a franchisee or just in general?
Well, I think the best way is to check out our website, which is elementsforwomen.com.
Okay.
Or to call us toll-free at 866-893-9300.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris. We're going to have you come back sometime next year on the show, and Don and I are going to be watching your growth. We think you guys have a great franchise.
Definitely, Chris. Doing a great job. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great day today.
All right.
Take care. Great concept, Don.
Yeah. They're definitely on to something, and it'll be interesting to have Chris back on next year to find out what type of growth they've had. And
it is. It's always fun to have our guests back. And we're doing that now.
Right.
Just to be able to watch the growth of some of these great concepts.
Especially when they go international.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mentioned that they're thinking globally but acting locally. I wish I could have Chris back to answer the question. They're how big they plan to get, I see this type of franchise in like a lot of the major cities, like your Chicago's, your Manhattan's, and places like that. So, but great concept, So, we did a great job, Don. Today, it's good to be back. No more vacations for a while. It's a struggle coming back, But go to the website franchiseinterviews.com and what else do we have? EasySBA.com.
FranchiseFunding.net.
FranchiseFunding.net.
Get pre-qualified. And, Marty, have a great day.
You too, Don. And next week we have Mr. Ron MacArthur from WSI. Yeah. Speaking of having a franchisee back, we had him on the show last year. So
he's one of our first few shows.
He was, yeah. So it's going to be fantastic. So I'll talk to you next week, Don.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.